Welcome back to the Welsh Sports Show, and today we have another very special guest. It's Rodri Giggs on the show. Rodri's here to talk about Wales's hopes in the European qualifiers. We're here to talk about the rugby and Wales chances at the World Cup, Cardiff City, Swansea, and just covering everything in Welsh sport. Stick around for this one. This is one episode you do not want to miss, so sit back, relax, and enjoy our conversation with Rodri Giggs. So I just wanted to start off by talking about the European qualifiers. So firstly, how would you assess, you know, the opening game, that 1-0 win over Slovakia? And did the performance give you any optimism about the campaign going forward this year?
Well, yeah, because it was the right result. And, you know, they particularly didn't have a great performance. But, you know, it's kind of a good team if you're winning and you're not playing to your maximum. And yeah, they did okay, and at that, it was a well-needed start, and yeah, it sets them up right for the rest of the tournament now.
In that performance, I think there was those young lads did shine a bit. What did you think of some of the more experienced players going forward, and do you think there's any, you know, room for these youngsters? Do you think there should be a few players maybe stepping aside or have come to the end of their heyday, or do you think the likes of, you know, Ashley Williams and Joe Allen, they're still important to the squad?
No, they're very much important to the squad, you know, even just being around them, you know, I don't know how long they're going to last and how much they want to be on the sidelines, but, you know, we've seen Ashley Williams made a great contribution in the last game, which it's seen him through to the end of the game, so, yeah, the experienced players are what's needed, because you can't just do it with young lads, you need them experience, old heads about, just to guide them in the right directions, because we have got a lot of great youth lads, but the experienced lads are needed just as much, really. At the minute.
Yeah, it's like that Alex Ferguson quote where he says, you don't win titles with kids.
Yeah, well, you don't, but, you know, you've got to understand that they still had Steve Bruce, they had Peter Schmeichel, they had a lot of experienced heads still around them in the squad, so it wasn't just young lads, they did have that sprinkle of experience too.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, so when you're looking at the group then, obviously we've got Slovakia, Croatia, Hungary, Azerbaijan. Where do you think that this Welsh squad fits in terms of squad quality? Because obviously you've got Croatia with the likes of Modric, Perisic and all these big names.
Well, Croatia are obviously favourites, you know, and they're the finalists of the World Cup. They've obviously got some talented players, especially in the midfield and sprinkled all around. So, yeah, they'll be rightly favourites. But, you know, with the team that we've got and obviously the experience and that X factor with Gareth Bale, we'd expect us to finish second and then obviously qualify. But it's going to be a tough task. But with the start we've had and obviously the players that I've mentioned to go forward, I expect us to at least come second.
So, I mean, when we throw it back to the last European campaign then, I think one of the biggest factors in terms of our success was the togetherness that Chris Coleman was able to bring to the squad, and it seemed like the squad was, you know, more of a family than a team at times. Do you think under Ryan that same togetherness can be achieved?
Yeah, I think it can. It obviously was a big part of the Manchester United lads growing up and that bond they had and that togetherness, that team spirit they had. And that's important, but like we've mentioned before, with all these young players and these different players coming in, you have to, you know, get them all together, and once they do get in that tournament mode and that togetherness, I'm sure that'll come. But, you know, it's vital, especially with a team like Wales, with not the riches of other nations. I think it's very important, and we've seen it in the past how far it took him, because, you know, the semi-finals was a great achievement, and to do that again will be very, very difficult. But, you know, that's what you've got to strive for.
Definitely. I mean, you talk about some of the big name players in Wales at the moment. Aaron Ramsey making a big transfer to Juventus. There's been a lot of talk surrounding that transfer. Will he, you know, live up to the hype out there? What do you think about that transfer? And do you think Ramsey can produce in a team like Juventus alongside, you know, Ronaldo and these big name players?
Yeah, it was a bit of out of left field, really. But yeah, I'm sure he can. You know, he's done it at Aston, and he's been one of the top players at Arsenal this year, with all this hanging over his head. So, you know, the old saying is, if you play with better players, you play better yourself, and I'm sure that'll be the case with Aaron. Well, hopefully, and it sprinkles off and it comes into the Wales squad as well, because when you're playing with players like that, especially when you play with better players, you do end up playing better yourself. So hopefully he goes on to that next level with, like I say, playing with better players.
Definitely. I mean, so we're talking about players who are playing with better players. Gareth Bale this season, been left out of the squad controversially at times, been frustrated. There's been a lot of talk about the way he's been treated at the club. How do you think he's been treated at the club? Do you think he's been given a fair shot, or do you think that the handling of Bale has not been, you know, good enough this season?
It's a difficult now with Real Madrid, because they're a funny bunch, aren't they? So I don't think anywhere else that you could win the Champions League 3 times in a row, score the goal that he did to win him the cup, and then be abused and booed and you know, car kicked out of going out of the ground and constantly getting hassled off the fans. It's just a weird one at Real Madrid. They obviously took a disliking to him. Zidane doesn't obviously fancy him either, and you can definitely see him moving in the summer. Where to? Hopefully it's Manchester United, but you know, we'll have to wait and see.
How do you think he'd fit in at Manchester United under Solskjaer? Do you reckon he would slot in straight to the first team?
Oh, I think he'd slot in straight away. Yeah, well, like I say, you know, great players play with, when you play with better players, you become a better player yourself, and you know, better player than Gareth Bale. So he'd be a great addition to Manchester United, because you know he's a great player and a Manchester United player.
Well, hopefully we can see that one happen. And so I want to go back to. No, carry on.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully, yeah, it does happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see that too. And talking about you know, big players, I'd like to see some of these youngsters moving on to the bigger clubs and getting some more big names for Welsh football and driving, you know, putting Wales on the map a bit more. I mean, one of those youngsters, Ben Woodburn, I think he's back at Liverpool now. Can you see him making any headway into that squad, or do you think, you know, maybe he should go back out on loan? How do you think that he's going to fit in that Liverpool squad? Because it's a very tough squad to get into.
It's difficult, really. I think it's a bit like the Ben Foden situation at Manchester City. You know, he's good enough to be put in there, but he's just not at that level with that Manchester City are at and Liverpool are at. So does he go away, or does he continue to train and play every day with these players? And surely that's going to make him a better player. So it's difficult, really. With that kind of talent, I think with Ben Foden and with Burn, I think you keep him at them big clubs, and you know, you blend him in when you can and try and get him at 10, 15 games a season, if not more. And if they perform better and they start to get better and better, then you play, give him more games. But I think it's a steady progress with them type of players, because obviously they'll probably go into any Premier League side and play more games. But you know, for me, I'd rather keep them in the club and keep them around the place.
Another question I wanted to ask on the Welsh football team is, we've had a lot of our audience talk about the captain's band in that Welsh team, and a lot of people saying that maybe it's time Ashley Williams, you know, passed down those duties. You know, he's lost a step, his career's not going in the best way at the moment. And then a lot of people are saying, you know, he created a lot of memories as captain, and he deserves to be given that role. Where do you see the captain's armband in that Welsh team, in your opinion?
Well, I think out of respect of the things like you've just said, he could be captain if he plays, and obviously captain if he comes on, but you have to obviously name it a vice-captain, and it should be obviously, I don't know, it could be a number of 4 or 5 people, so that's obviously the manager decide when he sees them at the training pitch and seeing them around the place, and then he can take it from there. But yeah, I'd probably stick with Ashley Williams at now, because he's doing a good job. The players seem to look up to him, he's experienced, and yeah, but it's a difficult one though, because there's 4 or 5 that you could probably pick from, and obviously Ashley Williams is doing an okay job now, so I'd leave it as it is for now. But obviously for the championship next year, I don't think he may not even be about, so it's probably important to name a vice captain, and then probably when Ashley Williams steps down, then that vice captain takes over.
Yeah, who that would be,
I don't know.
No, me either. I mean, the last thing I wanted to ask on the Euros anyway was, one of the big concerns amongst fans, or one of the biggest worries, is Bale's fitness. And, you know, some people call us a one-man team at times. I don't think that's true. But, you know, if we did have any more problems with Bale's injuries, is this squad outside of Bale strong enough to qualify without him?
That's a difficult question. If all the youngsters turn up and Aaron Ramsey's turn up, I'm sure we could. It'd be difficult, but, you know, that Gareth Bale is the X factor. They'll take you on to the semi-final, the final. You know, to qualify, it'd be a lot difficult without him, but I'm sure with the talent, the young talent that we've got, and that togetherness that seems to be building, no, I think they still would. But I'm sure that he'll play a lot of the qualifying games. You know, I know he's injury prone. He's seen that in the past, but hopefully, you know, he can be fit for every time Wales play, because we definitely need him.
Yeah, I mean, talking about Gareth Bale, I just wanted to ask one quick question, because there's been a debate. In terms of free kicks, Harry Wilson has been on a tremendous free kick record at the moment, one of the best in Europe. Would you give free kicks in terms of, you know, close range at the moment? Because it's a bit contested. Bale or Harry Wilson?
Oh, well, that's a difficult one there, but I'm sure if they're both on the pitch, I know over money I'll be taking it. But not necessarily probably the best option. But yeah, probably Gareth Bale's going to take him, but is he a better at percentages? Probably not, because the way he takes them free kicks, you know, I've tried to take them free kicks, they're very difficult on the percentages level to get them on target. They're literally kind of a hit and hope, and if they get on target, they can cause keepers problems, but they very rarely hit on target, where Wilson is very rarely misses the target, so he's always making the keeper work, and he can go either way. So yeah, I'd probably pick Wilson, but yeah, probably Gareth Bale in his seniority would take over. But, you know, anywhere closer, like 21 yards, 18 yards, 21 yards, probably Wilson. Anywhere further out, I think Bale, yeah, would take over.
I wanted to ask, moving on then, I understand you're a bit of a rugby fan, and given the Six Nations success, how do you see this Welsh team doing at the World Cup?
Well, after Six Nations, you know, at least the last four, but, you know, it's very difficult at the World Cup. You know, all these big teams, they all prepare to peak at the World Cup. I know that's difficult, but, you know, the usual suspects, Australia, South Africa, England, New Zealand, Australia, you know, it's very difficult, but, you know, it was a fantastic Six Nations. And, you know, at the start of it, when there was like, I think it was 5-6-1, I couldn't believe it. So, yeah, I made some money on this one. It was a good performance. And yeah, you know, I grew up with rugby. Obviously, my dad playing rugby, and I was a big rugby player at school. It was obviously league, because I was obviously in school in Manchester. But yeah, if it was a choice and I would have picked a sport, it would have definitely been rugby. But at the age of 16, I wasn't the biggest, and there was a lot of big lads, and I just didn't fancy it, so I played football instead.
So, obviously, Warren Gatland's coming to an end of his tenure now. You know, how do you think that Warren Gatland will be remembered after his time is done in this Welsh team, regardless to what happens at the World Cup?
Oh, it'd be highly regarded. He's changed Welsh rugby tenfold, and it's just been brilliant. Him, Sean Edwards, and Howley have been brilliant, and the players that Howley got him playing, and how Sean Edwards had him defending. It was just a great team effort, and but Gatland at the spearhead of it all, and he's been brilliant, and just turned the philosophy and the mindset of the Welsh rugby total as a 360, like I said, and obviously beating teams like England and Ireland on a regular basis has been pretty much the norm, and something that we've not really been used to as Wales fans in the past. But yeah, in the last 10-15 years, it's been brilliant and a joy to watch.
Did you attend any of the Six Nations games, or could you not get down for any of them and just caught them on TV?
No, I was supposed to get down. Believe it or not, I was supposed to get down for the England one.
Oh.
And on the day, something happened with one of my kids. He wasn't well, so I couldn't come down. I was gutted. I was absolutely gutted.
That is a shame. I mean, when you were watching that England game, obviously it wasn't going our way for the. Did you imagine it was going to turn around, or did you fear the worst?
No, you've always got a chance because you know we don't give many points away, and with the players we have, you know, we can always score points quickly, and obviously that's what happened, and then we held on, which was a great win. And it was great for me, obviously, living in Manchester. There was a lot of people hiding that weekend anyway, I can tell you that.
So looking forward then in terms of rugby after the World Cup and after Gatland is all said and done, do you have any ideas, do you have any preferences who you'd like to see come in and take control of this Welsh team? And do you think that, you know, that's going to be a tough act to follow? I'm not sure who could produce similar results.
It's a very tough act to follow, but, you know, it's something that has to be done, and it'd be a difficult job. It's like the Arsene Wenger and the Ferguson who takes over, that it's always going to be difficult. But the thing is, with the Welsh squad, it's healthy, it's strong, so they've got good people to choose from, and that's half the battle. It's just who would it bring? I don't know. Would you give Howell the chance? Does Edwards want it, or is he going to England? He's obviously turned down the Wigan job, so he's not coming here. So it's a difficult one, but like I say, they've got the players. So it's going to be a tough task because Gatland's been brilliant.
Love it, man. If we throw back to football then and move to more domestic football, we actually just did an episode about the possibility of Cardiff pulling off a great escape. Can you see that happening at all, or do you think that's a dream too far?
Well, what do we need? We need at least two wins.
Two wins,
and, yeah.
And the fixtures are looking good.
Yeah, well, the fixtures look good apart from the end. So, you know, the last game at Old Trafford is going to be very difficult, especially if Manchester United need the 3 points to get in the Champions League. It's going to be very, very difficult. Doable, not impossible, but, you know, it's a tough task. But if Brighton win another game, I think, you know, it's probably going to be a bit too much.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, go on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's doable considering Brighton's last three games are Newcastle, Arsenal and Manchester City, and those last two teams have a lot to play for, so I can't see Brighton picking up 3 points.
Yeah, well, it's just that game, isn't it? That game, isn't it? Newcastle, this weekend, if they don't get anything from there and Cardiff get a draw or a win, then, yeah, I think Brighton are in trouble and Cardiff could possibly, hopefully do it, and it'd be an absolute unbelievable achievement because, you know, he's done a fantastic job to even be where they are now, to be honest.
So are you Cardiff over Swansea?
100%, yeah.
How do you assess their season? I mean, can you see them coming back to the Premier League anytime soon, because they seem to be going south, Swansea?
Yeah, they do, but they seem to have picked up a little bit, you know, and they seem to be inconsistent. It seems to need to get that stability back, and try and get that stability back and get that consistency. And you know, it's a very, very difficult league, that league. Anyone can beat anyone. It's a very difficult league. It's constant. It's more or less two games a week. And it's very, very difficult. But yeah, no, I'm not a big. You know, it'd be nice to see him back in the Premier League. But yeah, I couldn't care less, to be honest.
More of a Cardiff man. So I'll make
exactly.
I'll make this on my last question then, and we'll make it on Cardiff. If Cardiff were to go down or stay up, regardless, would you like to see Neil Warnock carry on?
Oh yeah, come on, yeah. It'd be criminal to not keep him on, because why would you not keep someone on who's nearly just kept you in an impossible job in the Premier League, and he's got form for getting people out of that league, which he did with Cardiff, not once, but he's done it umpteen times with how many clubs. So yeah, it'd be the perfect man if they went down, and obviously if he stayed up, it'd be a massive pay rise for him, because like I say, at the end of the start of the season, no one gave him a hope in hell to stay up, and to be with a chance to stay up like I say, it's a fantastic achievement with the players they have and the team spirit. You know, like we were talking about before, team spirit can take you a long way, and that's what Cardiff seem to have at the minute, and we'll just have to wait and see. They need two wins or possibly a win and a draw. Now, hopefully they get it before the last game of the season, because like I say, if they need it at Old Trafford, the last game of the season, it's going to be very, very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, it's before that game, it's Fulham and Crystal Palace, so I think that, you know, they're more than capable of picking.
Yeah, so for the Fulham one this weekend, even though it's away, I know Fulham seem to have picked up, you know, it's a winnable game, isn't it? You know, if they play well and they stay strong, they can win that game, and then that sets them up. Obviously, if Brighton don't have a good result, then it's, you know, it's squeaky bum time, and all they need really is a draw, because to see them getting anything out of, they could possibly get some out of Arsenal, because Arsenal are weak at the minute, but yeah, against Manchester City, they've got no chance.
So we'll leave it on this one then. Hand on heart, are Cardiff City staying up?
Yeah, I think they've got a, it all depends on this weekend, really. If they get a positive result and Brighton don't win, then they'll definitely, for me, they'll definitely stay up and Brighton will go down, which is a shame, because Chris, I like Chris Hughton, he's a good coach and he's done a really good job there.
Love it. Well, Rodri, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. We had quite a few requests for you yesterday, so it means a lot that you came on.
Yeah, no problem, mate. Anytime. Just give the bell. You got my number.
Amazing. Yeah, we'll definitely do this again. Enjoy the game and best of luck.
Cheers, pal. Good night.